Hey, is everything all right? You seem a little down. I thought you gave me really good feedback during the workshop last week, but you seem like you didn't have much to say during class today. Oh my gosh, your tongue is so swollen. Is that a jinx? What happened? You poor thing. Those Inceles are the worst. Do you want me to take it to the nurse? Are you sure? Well, I won't make you. I wish I could help, though. Does it hurt? Good. I guess it's one of those things that looks worse than it is. You know, are you sure it was a jinx? 'Cause it kinda sounds like a crocodile tear poisoning. Did they give you anything to drink? I'm working on a minor in droidcraft, actually. Freshman tea is supposed to neutralize most reptile-based hexcraft. I could take you to one of my profs, or I could maybe brew some for you. Does that sound good? How about I fix your tongue situation and you can try and find me a date for the Equinox dance? Oh, fiddlesticks. I think I just bargained you. Why'd you have to go and nod? Shouldn't you be more careful than that? Hey, I've gotten used to hanging out with Faye. I'm out of practice being careful about my words. I'm surprised people aren't bargaining you left and right. Well, let's think. I said I'd fix your tongue, and you have to try and find me a date for the dance. I think I got the worst of it, if Minty doesn't work. Nuts. I hope it really is crocodile tears. I wonder how hard you'll have to try in order to avoid the, ironic misfortune. I bet you don't actually have to succeed. I mean, come on, that would be pretty hard. The Jotun mostly keep to ourselves, and for good reason. Then again, bargains have a way of working out. This might be my chance. Maybe if I did something with my hair to make my face look less square? It is too square. Look at these lower fangs. I know I've got a lumberjack jaw. I have to for these chompers. I'm just being realistic. I'm kind of burly. I'm taller than most guys by more than a little bit. The ideal Jotun gal isn't very petite by face standards. Or human. No wonder people call us trolls. Yeah, we're not going far. Just to those greenhouses at the bottom of the hill. I don't trust that crap you buy at the supermarket. Anything touched by the corporate world is magically suspicious. You think you'd make a good wingman for me? Have you met Bridget? I'm enchanted / hexed to get her a date. I mean, yeah, I probably have good traits. I'm just not used to selling myself. It feels kind of conceited, or more like it's fake, you know? I'm not some charmed fairy or Doolin jock. Oh, what's my type? Well, I like guys. And girls. I mean, I guess I really like people more so than types of people. Sometimes I just feel a certain way about someone. Like, I'm okay with them. We kind of click. And it makes me want to spend time with them and stuff. Don't worry, I've got a key to the greenhouse we're going into. I'm technically not supposed to take other people in, but it's not a big deal. Just watch out for the strangler vines on the left side.
The ones with the purple leaves.
What? No, I didn't mean I like specific people right now. I can't tell you who I like. That would be embarrassing. Yeah, I guess I see how that might make it hard to fulfill your half of the bargain. It'll be fine. If you pick someone out for me, I'm sure it would be fine. You wouldn't set me up with that creepy mayor, would you? Oh, that would be just my luck if you had me go dance with whatever that is living at Dunwich Hall. Here, this is mint. You should pick your own leaves. They'll be more potent that way. It's sort of a thing. The fairy instructs, the human follows the directions, and they're rewarded. There's a kettle in the back. I'll boil some water. I mean, I guess I just want someone to go to the dance with me because it's what you do, right? All the fairies at school are so horny, they never seem to have any trouble finding someone. Because, you know, if the right person came with me, if they were looking really sharp and we got to walk into the hall together, arm in arm, and everyone got to see us and we danced, then, you know, I'd feel like I didn't waste my first 2 years here. I know that's stupid. I don't need anyone to make me feel complete or validate my life, but I'm not completely happy. Sometimes I think about other things that could be. Other people. Water's done, I guess. The mint won't take long to brew. And I guess that's not the whole truth. Things happen at the Equinox dance. Charm things, moments of surrender. I think with the right someone, that's something worth wanting, right? Yeah, it sounds nice. Listening to the crickets. Feeling the chill creeping into the night air. Holding hands. Sitting closer together. Talking about nothing. Letting the enchantment work. Letting things be perfect. I saw people last year under the peach trees. They made it seem so carefree. To kiss, to feel someone, to put your hands on someone's chest or even somewhere else. There you are. One cup of mint tea. Just what the witch doctor ordered. Just let me cool it off. I'll hold it for you. Just take a sip. Is that better? You're already looking a little less swollen. Really? Well, I'm glad it worked like a charm. That's, you know, the idea. Now we just have to find a date for me. You're standing really close to me. No, I don't mind. You're not cornering me or anything. I just feel like you shouldn't stand so close to someone unless you like them. They might get the wrong idea. Someone might think you're actually trying to kiss me? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. If you wanted to give your tongue a test drive. Yeah, you can put your hands on my hips. Can I hold you like this? I've never actually, I mean, not really. Not like this. Do I just tilt your chin up and we... That's it? I don't know why I was so scared. It's just kinda smoochy. Your lips are really soft. Do you... I mean, is it hard to kiss me with my teeth? I was always worried I was gonna snag your lip or I'd squeeze you too hard or something. I like it. I like it a lot. It's easy with you. If you don't like looking up to kiss me, I can set you on the shelf. There. Eye level. I always thought you had really pretty eyes. In class, when we'd talk, when you'd look at me, it made me feel a little like this. That's so scandalous, the way your knees press into my thighs. Thanks for brushing the hair out of the way. It's it's a pretty smooth move. Yep, that one works for me. So, is there anyone in particular you think I should ask to the dance? Oh, yeah? You have someone in mind? Very cool. I like that a lot. Professor Fairchild. What's she doing here? Hey, she might come in. Under the table. Come on. Shh. I think she's going to the next greenhouse over. Don't move so much. If she sees the tablecloth flapping. Oh, shut up. I'm not even putting any weight on you. That's just... my chest. Oh my gosh, you pervert. Alright, just don't move too much. It's alright, I know you don't have anywhere to put your hands. It's okay. I don't bite. Unless you're into that. I don't know. Oh gosh, is that your... I didn't mean to touch you there. It's dark. It's... okay? You sure? Well, okay. For doing this. You're so, I don't know, unashamed. That's my privates. That's dirty. You're not supposed to rub it like that. Why'd you stop? I didn't say stop. What do you mean, do I masturbate? I'm not some... Oh, God. I, never on purpose. I just didn't... It's supposed to be dangerous for Jotun. Floods and earthquakes. Do you know what you're doing? It felt really good. Are you sure it's okay? Then touch me. If you want to. I don't have to wait for the dance. It's hard to keep quiet. It's really tingly. Especially if you... Yeah, when you rub the top part. Right there. I know what it's called, but I don't really like saying that word. My clit. It feels good when you rub my clit. I've seen pictures. I know mine is really big. It's not supposed to be the size of your thumb. Is it weird? You think it's sexy? I don't think anybody's ever called me that. I've never felt sexy before. You like my moans? But I can't. We'll get caught. That's really exciting, actually. Maybe we can just moan. Yeah, we can just moan a little. If it feels really, really good. I think I want to touch you too. Is that okay? I want you to feel good too. Here, I'll put my arm under your shoulders. Hold you close, and then with my other hand, I just touch you. Is it good? Your moans are pretty cute too. Your body is warm against me, and your hands, they're really doing a number on me. Do you think you can make me come? I really want to come for you. I wish we'd come together. Oh, fuck. Not again. I guess those sounds you're making counted as a big yes. This might be more than we bargained for, but I do really want you to come, and if I do too, all the better. Something's happening. I think I feel your pleasure. I feel my hand on you, through you, and your hand. Yes. Put your fingers inside me. You're good at this. The way you rub my clit with your thumb and oh, that's intense. Yeah, that's a good spot. Can you feel that too? Can you feel how hot I feel? How aching, needy, electric. I can't hold it in. Someone's gonna find us, and I don't care. We can't stop until we come. I feel like I'm ready to pop. I need to get close to. We have to come together. Hold the moan. You gotta hold the moan. I can bury you in my chest, muffle you. I think we're gonna. Was that an earthquake? Oh my gosh. Look. All those window panes are cracked. And I guess that's the flood down there on the floor. I wasn't expecting so much fluid. Was all that okay? Good. I enjoyed that. I'll need to figure out something to do about the earth tremors, but I'm looking forward to doing that again. Maybe with you again. And I think it would be nice going to the dance with you, if you'll still have me. Knowing what you're getting into. Okay. It's a promise.